Yes, deep and dumb. She's deep and dumb.
Oh, you've been, well, Charlie works hard out.
Yes,
outdoors,
ma'am.
I guess. Now the weather's cooled off, I guess it's not so bad as it is in the summertime. But if you're out working in the summertime, I bet you were out working in your flowers day. You'd
yes,
come in and be working hard in the hot sun. You'd say, well, just look how I have.
Sweated. Ooh, it's just so hot out there. It's too hot to work. Yeah, in them flowers.
Have you ever had like a big lump on your arm that it was sore? Sore in it? What'd you call that?
Let me see. What do we call them?
I have them on
the wings. Do you call them wings? Or something, I forget. What is wind? A wind on your arm? Because I know a lot of folks got them on their arms now. Wind, let me see, that's what they call them. Wind on your arm.
Well, if you have to be bedridden for any length of time, sometimes I hear
you had bed soles
on your back.
Yes,
you know?
Bed soles on the back and back, you know, and everything. Sure do.
Well, you have to drain them.
That's right,
you do.
Lamp them when you let. That's right.
And what is that stuff you get out of them when you?
Well, I call it corruption. That's what I call. Yeah, I call it corruption.
All right. What happens to your hand, or if you get stung by a wasp?
It swells up, and it hurts. And when it go to getting well, it just eats. Yeah, it sure do eat you. You can tell when it's going to get that swelling go out of it and it's going to get well. But it'll just eat you.
Jack came in one time. He was young, boy. He got stung on the face. And
sure.
I wouldn't known him if Daddy hadn't walked in with him, because he just...
Them puffed out, they swelled up. Some folks, if they move on a wall or anything, stung them that way, that ruins them.
Yeah. All right, if somebody got shot or stabbed or got hurt in some way, you'd go get the doctor and have him look at
that. That's right. You'd have to come to the hospital or the clinic room, because it sure won't come out here, man.
Yes, I guess they don't, do they?
No, doctors don't come out here. You call a doctor, they'll tell you. Now, we did have a doctor down here. Let me see, what was his name? Down here at Temple. I done forgot him, but he died 2 or 3 years. He would come and he'd go to a women's.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been dead over 4 or 5 years, 3 or 4 years. He would go to women's and wait on women's for, you know, with babies, go to the house. He would. I just done forgot that doctor. That used to go down there. He stayed in Temple.
Well, if you've got maybe just a little scratch or something on your hand or your foot, you might... You know, keep some medicine in the medicine cabinet.
That's right.
What kind of things would you paint it with?
Well, I just red dye, what is that stuff? And I have vaccine. They have vaccine now to put on, so to keep them from hurting. And iodine.
That's
right.
Good.
Paint it red that. That's all, folks. They just got this vaccine here these late years, you know.
Every time anything happens to us, Daddy used to always pull out the alcohol bottle. Sure. Cap lips, a scratch, anything that went wrong, here came the alcohol. And it worked, too.
It done just about as much good as this high-priced medicine you gonna have to go to the doctor for.
It sure does work.
Yeah.
Have you ever known anybody that had malaria?
Fever.
Yeah, I don't know too much about malaria. I thought you might. They give you a bitter kind of stuff to take
when
you've got malaria, and I just wondered if you might know what that is.
No, that's what I don't believe I know.
Well, I don't know.